Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Wow, we got a lot going on today, folks.
Here's what I tell everyone.
You best buckle up, okay?
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
And that extraordinary place would be
where the stars and stripes,
where the stars and stripes
and the eagle flies.
There you go, folks. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Supreme Court rulings coming out just now on the cases related to religious liberty at work and affirmative action. Let's pick up Fox News Channel's coverage of this because they just dropped now. Jonathan Turley is analyzing one of them right now.
Argument. You know, most academics want to see diversity in class. Most universities do. But the court's got more and more uneasy, particularly the Supreme Court. And they felt that this was an end run. And justices really were divided. You have a series of 5-4 decisions, including one decision where Justice O'Connor said, you know, we're going to allow you to use race for admissions, but we don't think you're going to be able to do this beyond a certain date. Well, this is almost that date. Roberts and others reminded these schools that time is up, that even O'Connor, that signed off on those close decisions, said this was not going to be something they'd be comfortable with doing in the long term.
And Professor, if you'll just hold your thought there. Let's go back to Shannon Bream, and she's now had a chance to read through this. I understand, Shannon, that there might have been 3 dissents.
Yes. We've got a mixture of opinions here. This is one of those ones where we've got a majority opinion, we've got concurrences, we've got dissents. Let me read you a little bit from the majority opinion, which of course will control here, written by the Chief Justice. He says, both Harvard and UNC, so again, you've got a public and a private school, but both take federal money. Both programs lack sufficiently focused and measurable objectives warranting the use of race anywhere in their admissions process. That they're unavoidably employing race in a negative manner involving racial stereotyping. That's what these Asian American students had alleged. And lack meaningful endpoints. We've never permitted admissions programs to work in that way, and we will not do so today. They do go on to say, though, at the same time, as all parties agree, nothing in this opinion should be construed as prohibiting universities from considering an applicant's discussion of how race affected his or her life through discrimination, inspiration, or otherwise. So these essays that the students will write, possible students, the applicants will write, talking about what their experience has been, the court says, you know, we're not going to rule that out. Of course, people can have discussions about what led them to this point in their life, whatever that is. They go on to say a benefit to a student who overcame racial discrimination, for example, must be tied to that student's courage and determination, or benefit to a student whose heritage or culture motivated him or her to assume leadership positions, those kinds of things. So basically they say...
into English? The court is saying that affirmative action for college admissions is no longer allowed. Put whatever you want in your essay, but Harvard and UNC were the two schools specifically targeted from this, but it'll have a ripple effect, obviously, for all colleges, that you can't use race as an admissions factor. Thank you, Donald Trump, for a Supreme Court majority that allows common sense to prevail. MSNBC is having a freak out right now.
Less race baiters every day.
Supreme Court ends affirmative action! Oh. To say Martin Luther King's theory prevails. Content of the character rather than the color of my skin should be used to judge me. So that's good news. There's another one on religious liberty. When that drops, I'll let you know. Governor Burgum has a new television ad. This is kind of a daily occurrence.
I would imagine he's got a few of them in the pipeline.
He's got a lot of them, but here it is. This one's on energy. So listen up. See what you think.
We should be selling energy to our allies instead of buying it from our enemies. But Joe Biden shut down our oil and gas production. True energy independence will lower gas prices, unleash the economy, and strengthen national security. In North Dakota, we'd call that a no-brainer.
Small town boy, self-made business leader, remarkable governor, a new leader for a changing economy.
I'm Doug Burgum. I approve this message.
That's a great ad. You know what? It reminds me of something. What he said in North Dakota, we call that a no-brainer. I did an interview once with Dick Cheney in his office in the White House as vice president. And before I was leaving for the White House for a couple of days, I said, look, I'm going to go to the White House and I'm going to interview Dick Cheney and other folks. What do you want me to ask? And a gentleman called the program and said that it was what he would call a no-brainer to water dunk. Here's exactly what he said. If it takes dunking a terrorist in water to save lives, that's what we'd call in North Dakota a no-brainer. Okay? Following me so far?
Yep.
Okay. So I asked him that question. I asked the vice president that question. I said, Mr. Vice President, we had a listener want me to ask you this question, and that is that if it takes dunking a terrorist in water, which is commonly referred to as waterboarding, right, to save American lives, that's what we'd call a no-brainer in North Dakota. Do you agree it's a no-brainer? That's what I asked him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he said? To me, it is to me a no-brainer. That created an international firestorm.
Oh, yeah.
Because what they said was, and Tony Snow was the White House press secretary at the time under President Bush, the next day in the briefing, the entire briefing was, so you do waterboard. You've confirmed it now. You're waterboarding. You wouldn't confirm it because they before previously hadn't said what they do or what they don't do, because most of that's done in like these CIA strongholds with terrorists. But the same kind of freakout is going on right now about the Supreme Court barring affirmative action in college admissions. Actually, no, what the Supreme Court has done is said race should not be a college admissions factor.
Race shouldn't be a factor anything, anywhere, anytime. Content of character. Stop talking about it. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Exactly right.
Do the work. Get the grades. Get the admission. Do the work again. Get the grades. Get the job.
Here is our telephone number for you to agree or disagree on anything we're talking about today. 701-271-1100. You can text us as well, 237-1590, 237-1590. That's the what's on your mind part of the program, where you can tell us whatever is on your mind. Maybe it's not what we're talking about. Maybe it's something completely different. On the show today, John Hinderacher will be here later this hour from the Center of the American Experiment. He was in Medora earlier. We'll find out why. Team North Dakota of Center of the American Experiment was in Medora this week. I also want to ask him, here's what I've heard. I've heard that if in Minnesota you want to sell pot, you are a retailer for pot, which you can be under the new law coming, I believe, in August in Minnesota.
Yep.
That if you've been convicted of some law-breaking activity related to marijuana, you actually get extra points in deciding who's a retailer. You get, like, preferential treatment if you've been in court and convicted.
You ready for the next one, too?
On a criminal charge. That seems to me to be crazy.
Yes, have you been to the website yet?
You've broken the law, so therefore, I breezed it earlier to try and find this.
The new Office of Cannabis Management in Minnesota will release applications, issue licenses, and develop regulations outlining how and when businesses can participate in the new adult use industry in Minnesota.
Nice.
Over the coming months. Now, we don't have any applications or licenses or regulations, or we're going to do that over the next few months. The new agency will develop the regulatory framework for legal adult cannabis and establish processes and timelines to apply for licenses. Nowhere on the thing can you actually, it breaks down all the different fees The licenses establish the following: microbusiness, mesobusiness, cultivator, manufacturer, retailer, wholesaler, transporter, testing facility, event organizer license, delivery, and then they've got low potency stuff. But here's the one.
By the way,
on the bottom, you got to hear this. Social equity on the body. Ready?
Okay.
The legislation prioritizes applications for business licenses from people who live in low-income areas that have experienced a disproportionate impact from cannabis prohibition and for military veterans who lost honorable status due to cannabis-related offenses.
What is a disproportionate impact?
I don't know. More people in jail because certain neighborhoods, they like to get high?
Wow.
Or, I don't know.
What it means, Kev, is you have no shot at getting a retailing license.
Here's what you said. Social equity includes people who were convicted of cannabis-related offenses before the effective date of the legislation. So,
say that again?
It says social equity includes people who were convicted of cannabis-related offenses before the effective date of the legislation.
Okay, so that they are going to get a preference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There it is.
There's
not only that,
language.
But, you know, the disproportionate impact.
Yeah.
They get their first in line.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well.
It's unbelievable. If you broke the law, you're in the head of the line in Minnesota.
That industry.
This is unbelievable. Tom and Osakis, when we
Here's
come
the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39. PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. Summertime means going for boat rides, camping in your RV, and swimming in your backyard pool. But unfortunately, these activities lead to increased risks. And let's face it, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks so you can spend your time with more important things, like finally hitting that perfect cannonball! To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Breaking news today that the Supreme Court has ended affirmative action in college admissions, meaning simply race cannot be a factor in college admissions. So I know many of us should say, well, duh, right? I mean, shouldn't the body of work by the student be what they judge whether or not to admit you into college for, not the color of your skin?
Everything.
That's racist in and of itself.
Everything. Not just college. Everything.
Yeah.
Stop seeing color. Stop it.
Like, my daughter defied odds big time. Our middle daughter, Hannah,
yeah,
she went to Yale. White and got into Yale. You know how hard that is?
I don't. I wouldn't have any idea.
I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. But, you know, ACT scores, everything, no, it just doesn't matter. Anyway, Supreme Court ruling today on that. Coming up on the program, Kelly Armstrong will join us at the top of next hour. Got him for a full half hour. Your questions, comments, welcome for him on any and everything. My big question, what do we know related to these whistleblowers and the Biden crime family, and what are we doing about it? What will be done about it? Plus Jim the Flagpole guy coming up too, so stay tuned for all that on What's on Your Mind. In the meantime, let's chat about what's on your mind. Tom and Osakis, you're next.
Hi. What a wonderful lineup. You got a guest today, so I don't want to take a lot of your time. We can get right to it. I wanted to interject this a little bit. There's such a feeling on the part of us conservatives to get even and get retribution for what the Democrats did while they were in power. And we were looking for these congressional hearings to get the same result. And there's this fever for impeachment, et cetera. But we have to remember one thing, I think, and that is the left has the media on their side. Kelly Armstrong doesn't. Representative Fischbach doesn't. Kevin Cramer, I mean, doesn't. So the right is hampered a little bit and has to be a little bit more careful about how they proceed. Governor Burgum, I think that the need for energy production and the destruction to America caused by Biden's attack on energy needs to be a national issue, and it's a winner in the election. Thank you, gentlemen. I love the flag. You keep your listeners informed.
Tom, you nailed it on energy, and it's as simple as this. Less production because of Biden rules. In other words, you can't drill there, you can't drill there, you can't drill there. It means there's less U.S. production, all right? And that means prices are higher. Energy abundance means drill, baby, drill. And you have more abundance, prices come down. So Joe Biden and his policies are single-handedly responsible for Americans paying more for gas right now today, period. And in my mind, that's a pretty powerful message, even to break through, as you say, the fake news media. Because they don't like paying higher prices in gas, too. You know what I mean?
I do.
Well said, Tom. Appreciate the call. Texter says, Burgum, such a pioneer. More energy means lower prices. That was just dumb. What do you? I mean, talk about dumb. What do you think more supply does? Brings down the price. I mean, Doug Burgum didn't invent that. It's simple. Look at
right.
Look at
exactly
President Trump's theory. American energy dominance. What was the price of gas when he left the office? I think it was $2.29.
Oh, at that. Yeah, those were the days.
They were lower.
Way back in
lower
2021.
Yeah, but I agree. And you know, if we went on to West Acres, this is the mall. For those of you that are not familiar with West Acres in Fargo. And we walked around and we found 20 people. And we said, what lowers your price at the pump? What does it take for you to pay less for gasoline? What do you think we'd get in the way of answers? Now, I'm just talking about average everyday folks that might be shopping out there. I'm not talking about the nose rings and the purple hair and the, because there's some of that too. I don't know why the mall attracts it. Why does the mall attract that element?
That's a good question.
Am I using a politically incorrect term when I say that element? I mean, these are human beings. These are souls. I mean no harm to them. I'm just saying, yeah, I wouldn't wear a nose ring and, you know, 58 rings in my ear and have 100 tattoos and
And well, that's you.
Had
you
purple know. Hair.
That's, again, I, you know, as much as we don't need, we can't see color. There's some stuff that's just way beyond. But it, you know, and we've learned to see past that too. I mean, look at all the execs that have tattoos. I mean, look at all the people that are.
I'm not. Who cares?
Again, I don't care.
It's your body.
Content of character.
Yeah, I would not put a tattoo on my.
No,
body
I wouldn't. I've got one. I like mine. There it is.
Yeah, and
big purple G there for my main man.
One thing that you'd have to convince me why so many are necessary. Although I've talked to some people, every tattoo has a story, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Story to it. So,
yep. To each his own.
Yeah, I get it. I was only saying that because my guess is most of the people that I'm stereotyping here, admitting I'm stereotyping the colored hair, the earrings, etc., wouldn't exactly be up on public policy. Let me take West Acres out of it. Just randomly, I find 20 people. I say, you want a lower price at the pump? You want to pay less for gasoline? What do we need to do? What do you think they would say? What would the overwhelming majority say? Would they say,
yeah,
drill,
would,
baby, drill?
Yes, they would say, well, then let's go get it. You'd think.
This is basic supply and demand, but I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know if I've asking too much of the average person in the audience or what? I mean, our audience would get it in a heartbeat. I'm just talking about Joe Q public.
And some of the stuff I see that Will, you know, the guys do on campus with TPUSA and stuff on campuses, it's like, oh my gosh, this has to be a prank or a punk, because no one is that completely ignorant of. But yeah, they are. Turns out
this especially New York.
Oh yeah.
I always said I'd love to do question for question, New York, Fargo, New York, North Dakota, I bet we'd crush it.
New York, California, North Dakota.
Yeah,
exactly.
So the texter that's texted the note, Burgum, such a pioneer, more energy means lower prices. That was just dumb. I said, well, that makes sense. He's saying, no, it's simple. We know that. That was my point. Water's wet, too. Okay. You're saying he's giving a duh. But again, I think that's a message that is not as prevalent. That's what I'm getting at here. I don't think if we you get it because you're in the What's On Your Mind audience, and we love you for it, Madam or Mr. Texter. But I don't think the general public would be as... Oh, yeah, really? More drilling means more.
Well, it's
more
the same people that will tell you a man can get pregnant, or I mean, go on the list of whatever they're, you know, they do or don't know the facts on, you know.
Governor Burgum didn't develop energy in North Dakota, despite how he tries to make it look like he did. He was governor of an energy and cash-rich state. I don't know.
Oh, his predecessors were obviously...
Oh, they all were. And it certainly comes to North Dakota.
He just carried the torch.
But he's a champion of American energy. I think that's a good thing. And if I were running for president of the United States, I'd champion that, too, if I came from a energy state. Anyway, Fred and Moorhead when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA News Update. An IRS investigator is defending his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Justice Department in his tax case. Gary Shapley told multiple news outlets this week the U.S. attorney investigating the president's son was blocked from bringing charges outside of Delaware and did not have full control of the case. 16 people are hurt after an Amtrak train collides with a truck near Los Angeles, California. Three cars derailed yesterday when the passenger train hit a water truck that was sitting on the tracks. The train was traveling from Seattle to Los Angeles with nearly 200 people inside when it hit a truck in the town of Moorpark. That's about 50 miles northwest of Los Angeles. All the passengers were evacuated from the train. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the truck was sitting on the tracks. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Lunch at PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Pork over mac and cheese.
Yes, please.
Or a fantastic French dip sandwich in Valley City today. So good. Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood. They have home cooking and also have that grab-and-go convenience. So it's just it's a win-win. Scalloped potatoes and ham or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish Meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29, Salisbury Steak, MP Avenue. Stuffed Peppers in Glendon, and I know you love those, Kev. Stuffed Peppers Day, today.
It's all good.
PetroServe USA. Country Fried Steak, 45th and 9th Street Southwest as well.
I had the chicken strips and potato wedges yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Decided to go with that. It's really good.
You know my favorite menu item?
Mine so far at PetroServe has been the French dip at Valley City. That time we were out there. That was one of the best French dips I've ever had.
They do it well. I've had a burger there many times, too. They just, I mean, a burger is not a burger is not a burger. I'm telling you. When you have it, Valley Meats and the way they, oh, it's just so great. Right off the grill. My favorite menu item probably, though, more than anything is popcorn. I am a popcorn aficionado. There's nothing like rolling down the road with a little bit of popcorn. Rest of the family not too keen on my popcorn affection because it's a little messy. But, you know, you drop a kernel here and there. But I'll be me. You be you. Isn't that your line of the day, Kev? I'll be me.
Absolutely. You be you. You do yeah, you. No yeah, problem.
Exactly right. Fred in Moorhead called to tell me that gas at one point under or gas was $1.99 under Trump. I think you're right. Gas was $1.99 under Trump. I just don't. I think what I said was when he left office, it was two something. But I could be wrong. But the point is a heck of a lot lower than it was, or is, from Saint Ain't So Joe Biden. He is really something, isn't he? Okay. What else did we want to get to? I wanted to play a little bit of the whistleblower interview. There are two whistleblowers. One we know. The other one we don't know. He's anonymous. But Brett Baer did an interview last night. Here's some of that interview.
Service Supervisory Agent Gary Shapley. He is one of the whistleblowers who's given information to Congress about the probe into the business dealings of the president's son. Gary, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Brett, for having me.
Let's just start at the beginning. Why are you doing this?
Because every taxpayer deserves a... And... You know, it was my oath of office to make sure that that happens. And, you know, we wouldn't meet our mission as an agency with IRS criminal investigation, and we'd really lose the trust of the people of the United States if we didn't ensure that everyone was treated fairly.
So for the people who say, oh, this is, you know, some planted Republican who's trying to affect, you know, the upcoming election or has some motivation, what do you say to them?
This is simply the facts are the facts. And I've, in my past, I've voted for both D's and R's. And, you know, politics are irrelevant when I'm conducting my job.
And what is your job?
So I supervise a group of 12 agents right now, and for everything that they do, from case development, case initiation, all the way through prosecution recommendation and enforcement actions, things like that. And I've been doing that since 2018. I've been for 14 years now.
The second whistleblower is actually a case agent, not named, but you know who that is.
Yes, I do.
And this is done separately. You're coming forward separately.
Yeah, I was in the October 7th meeting, and that ended up being my red line. And that's when I decided to come forward. And, you know, I don't want to put words into the other whistleblower's mouth, but, you know, his red line was at a different time, and he did so when he thought he needed to.
And he was the case agent specifically.
That's correct. He developed this case and worked it since 2018.
And you, in a supervisory role, you were in this October 7th meeting. Let's get there, because that's your red line moment. This is a moment in which the Delaware U.S. Attorney, David Weiss, according to you, had made this disclosure on October 7th, 2022, meeting with top IRS and FBI officials, saying what?
So I was there and I witnessed this personally. And he started with, he's not the deciding person on whether or not charges are filed or not.
Not the deciding person on whether charges are filed with Hunter Biden.
That's correct.
Who was?
So ultimately, this, if you follow the path of where the venue leads you, they went to the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office in March of 2022, and they presented this case to them. At the same time as that was occurring, they requested discovery from the agents, which is a typical step when they're getting ready to charge. Now, I wasn't in those meetings. I asked to be in those meetings, as did the case agent, so we didn't help present to them. But after that occurred, he was no longer looking to charge in that district.
So that's earth-shattering news. It's a Biden-appointed D.C. U.S. attorney, Matthew Graves, would not allow him to charge in his district.
So I didn't learn that fact until October 7th of 2022, so looking back to March of 2022. And that's when David Weiss, in October 7th, 2022, said that the D.C. U.S. attorney's office will not allow us to charge there. And then he added that he would request special counsel authority. Denied in that meeting. I even had him repeat that because I knew how important.
Wow. Playback is glitching out a little bit on us here, but denied. I got the facts. God bless
the case agent can't sit in on the meeting.
Yeah, that's weird in and of itself.
Well, about the case.
And then they come back and say, which he always is normally allowed to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you think.
And then the word comes back, we're not doing anything with it. So, God bless these whistleblowers.
Amen.
Fantastic that they've come out and did this. For sure. Scott, you are full of it on energy. Major energy produced from a listener. By text. You're full of it on energy. Major energy producers do not want lower gas prices. They want profit. Biden halted future drilling on federal lands, which does not include all the permits already awarded on federal land. That's so... The leases and the permits are two different things. And when you don't grant the permits, even though you've got a lease for the land, you're slow walking it. You're doing exactly what the DOJ is doing on Hunter Biden's case to energy. How much of all the land in the U.S. is federal land? And out of that, how much produces oil? It's a small amount. A, it's wrong. B, it's not a small amount. And no matter what, USA will always have to import oil due to the content of oil, sulfur, heavy, light, sweet, crude. That's not true either. We can have refineries built here, so we're self-sufficient. And under Donald Trump, the tide turned. from the U.S. being a major energy importer to us being an exporter of energy. Big, big difference. So I don't know where you're getting your information, but actually you are full of it on energy. And when you talk about energy producers not wanting lower gas prices, they want profit. Of course they want profit. And there's a point at which the profit goes the other way. But the oil companies are price takers. They don't set that price. Oil prices are set because of a global market.
And if you provide more supply to address demand into the global market, and maybe, I don't know, become a net producer where you're making more than you use, well, imagine what happens to the prices then. They come down? Usually do.
Here is another listener. Burgum kind of reminds me of John Hoven. Hoven will drag himself out of the shadows to get his photo op and then take credit for other people's hard work. All right. Another, sadly, in a time when we have access to more information than we could ever want, our society is more uninformed than ever. It's a very profound statement. Very profound. Because we do. You know, the amount of information available at our fingertips on anything. Kevin's good at this. Somebody will call and they'll say, you know, what did the Ways and Means Committee do on the whistleblower allegations on June 28th? Boom, he'll find it. I mean, you can find anything. Yet, our society is more uninformed than ever.
I know.
You're exactly right, because it's stick my head in the sand and go, no, 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 no.
It's all clickbait. I mean, see a headline, they don't read anything more, they don't check any other sources, they don't, you know, look into it anymore. You see screenshots and go, did you see that post on Twitter? Well, it was a screenshot of a post that was Photoshopped. And that's what fake news is.
Yeah.
And ever since it's become a thing, it's caused me to go, everything I see, like, okay.
The good news is, this audience is not among the crowd you talk about, but I hear you very bit much. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John. Oh, John's gone. I clicked on John, and all of a sudden, John is gone. Try back, John. Yesterday, you asked about Fox News. Scott, find something else. They don't own you or your station. No, they don't at all. I mean, Fox News is at the top of every hour on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 The Flag because we believe it is the best available news service that's not going to be like an ABC, an NBC, a CBS. But Fox has gone partially woke. They really have. So, look, if this audience said, I don't want Fox News at the top of the hour anymore, in overwhelming fashion, we'd find something else. We're not beholden to Fox. Just believe that right now it's the best product out there. There are others that are less well-known and don't have the ability. For instance, if what could I say? Say Minneapolis was on fire right now. The riots were back and, you know, it was. We could go to Fox News Channel and cover that live, minute by minute as it happens, or any other major news events, you know? And the other networks that would be not fake news, but don't have the resources that some of those other entities do. So, and Fox does have that breaking news feature to them that benefits our listeners. So that's what we wrestle with. But no, we're not married to Fox News. It's as simple as a contract. Again, if our listeners call, text, say, dump Fox News, and we feel that's a majority, we'd strongly look at that. No doubt about it. Okay, folks, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Dan Hammer with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 announcing our biggest sale in 5 years. Save on a Hot Springs saltwater hot tub or the Splash Super Pool with a $1,000 instant rebate. Save even more under the tent on 2022 inventory, including showroom demos and factory second models. Come see our wide selection of certified pre-owned hot tubs. Even our selection of Tropitone patio furniture is on sale. Take advantage of special financing. Soak, swim, sit, and save at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Hurry, though. Sale ends July 3rd.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you by H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, they are the indoor air quality experts. They do this for schools. They do it for your long-term care facilities. And they could do it for your home with a real simple insert into your furnace system. It works pretty good. Second wave of, what is this, second wave, third wave, 50th wave of COVID that's rolling through now that some people are getting a new variant of COVID. So, you know, indoor air quality matters. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Kevin in Grand Forks, let me get you in here quick. John Hinderrocker standing by from the center of the American Experiment, North Dakota, Minnesota think tank. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, you were talking about people with having all this information at their fingertips. If you're doing your search engine online, all of that information is being routed through servers that are anti conservative, in all honesty. They're being, all the information you're trying to gather is all being filtered and pushing all the left-wing talking points to the top.
How do you maneuver that shark-infested situation?
You have multiple sources. You use multiple different search engines. Don't just use Google or don't just use Yahoo. You have to try and have multiple search engines available to you. Be willing to actually go further than just the first 2 to 3 pages.
That's a pro tip right there.
You search.
It's a pro tip for our listeners from Kevin, and I know Kevin Flynn, you use...
I've talked about all the time. I 1,000%, Kev. Google is a... Well, you know, I mean, Google's Google. But there's DuckDuckGo is my go-to. There's also Tusk. It's called Tusk, T-U-S-K, Tusk Search. That's a search engine created by conservatives. I mean, they're out there.
Sounds
and
good.
You can find them. You've just got to work at it.
Thanks, so. Kevin. Appreciate it very much. John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, is here, who was in North Dakota earlier this week out of Medora. What were you doing in Medora, John? Tell our listeners.
Well, I was there for the North Dakota Petroleum Council's summer social. I'd never been to Medora. That's a beautiful place. We missed you there, Scott. But it was a fun event, and it was great to get together with all those North Dakotans.
I was on my way, and my truck broke down, and found out later that it had water in the gas, which is what happens when you are on the road and don't stop at a PetroServe USA. You get water in the gas, so beware. So anyway, it unavoidably detained me from being there. But Medora is a beautiful place, no doubt about it. One of the best on the planet. Every North Dakotan should be constitutionally required to go once a year. That's what I always say. Because it's that much of a jewel. It's our Mount Rushmore, you know.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful part of the state, and it's a lovely little town, and it was a wonderful event.
So, I'm. Hearing bits and pieces about the new law in Minnesota that has legalized marijuana. And I hear this story that I hope is not true, but I think you're going to tell me different, that if I've been convicted of a drug crime, I get preferential treatment on being able to dispense it and be a retailer for
it. Yeah, that's true. Scott, I mean, apparently they think you've got the expertise that's needed, right, to be a dealer of legal marijuana. It's really interesting. You know, the Minnesota legislature in this last session did a lot of things that were just over the top, really over the top, and this is one of them. So marijuana is now legal in Minnesota, and you can apply to be a dispensary, you know, to be a legal dealer of marijuana. And there's a point system that determines who gets to be, you know, a marijuana dealer. And there's something called a social equity score. And one of the things that's a plus factor, it's a point system, is if you yourself have had a marijuana conviction in your past, or if a member of your family has been convicted in the past of a marijuana offense. And if you have lived in a geographic area where there has been a higher than average number of marijuana convictions in the past, that gives you points. If you have lived in an area that has a certain amount of poverty in it, that gets you points, even though you yourself, by the way, might be rich. You know, it's based on geography. So it's a crazy system. And among other things, if you or a family member has been convicted in the past of a marijuana crime, marijuana-related crime, you are favored now as an applicant to be a marijuana dispensary.
Unbelievable.
And Scott, the whole system is predicated on the idea that marijuana is A-okay. You know, it's not, have you been hurt by marijuana? I mean, I could give you some names of people that have been hurt by marijuana. You know, the system assumes that marijuana is great.
Yeah.
And the question is, have you been, or a member of your family, been hurt by enforcement of the marijuana laws?
I want to ask you something else. We only have 30 seconds for your answer, end of the segment here, but the Supreme Court outlawed race as a college admissions factor today. What do you make of that decision?
Well, it's an excellent decision. They didn't overrule the Grutter case. They found that both Harvard and the University of North Carolina are violating the 14th Amendment within the terms of the Grutter decision. Clarence Thomas, as you would expect, wrote a concurring opinion that is just a ringing denunciation of race discrimination. And I'll tell you, all of our listeners should read it.
Oh, isn't he the best of the best? Gosh almighty. Which is why they're coming for him. They're coming for him in a big way. The harassment of the conservative members of the court is just typical liberal. I mean, just over the top what's going on. It's unbelievable. But I look forward to breaking that down a little bit more in a future conversation with you, sir. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye.
AmericanExperimentND.org. AmericanExperimentND.org. The Minnesota shop, AmericanExperiment.org. Check them out. They are warriors for us.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers. Men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Sure.